Know the rest of the tune?
It just keeps going. It's a fucking loop, dude.
God damn.
It's a repeat. It's a, what do they call it in music? I guess it's just a repeat.
I think it's a repeat. Yeah. All right, so.
And it never ends. It doesn't have like.
It's a song that never ends.
Yeah. So annoying.
I feel relieved today.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's good. I'm glad.
Yeah, I know you don't give a shit. Nothing affects you and you're the best and you don't care about anything.
I think it doesn't affect 97% of the people.
I guess I'm
like in a genuine way. What like mentally and emotionally, yeah, okay. But like realistically, in terms of like policy and like taxes, all that bullshit, money, I don't think it's going to matter at all.
Okay. Mentally and emotionally, I feel nice. So I'm going to keep.
Biden better fucking crush these 4 years. Because people weren't voting for Biden. They were voting anti-Trump.
Yeah.
So it's like, if he doesn't like perform, this doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I guess we'll see. I don't know. All I know is I just feel better.
I'm glad Trump's out of the White House. Okay. Yeah. I'm. Obviously, I'm being
facetious. No, you're not. I know your genuine feelings. Tell us about how awesome it would have been. I want to know about that.
No, I just think people overreacted in general, I think. They just overreact to shit nowadays.
Okay.
So it would just been like funny to watch people fucking cry again.
Uh-huh. I mean, Trump supporters are crying. Well, they're not crying. They're getting angry and getting guns, but
which
it's a
is
whole other thing.
Fine. I'm not scared.
Well, I know you're not scared.
So, yeah, because I'm not going and inviting people to come attack me.
I know.
Like you are.
Yep. That's what I do.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm good, man. I'm chilling. It feels nice.
That's good.
Yeah.
You still going to go out on the streets?
What, to perform?
Yeah.
I did that shit last night, so yeah.
Well, I mean, there was nothing official yet last night, so.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, it was basically done.
It was
we knew.
Fucking done.
But
yeah.
Now it's official.
Now it's official, and now they're especially upset. And it's I don't know, man.
I don't know. It'll be fun. I mean, it'll be just as fun to watch those people freak out. But
yeah.
I don't know. It's more fun to watch the left freak out
for you.
Yeah.
Why?
Just in general, just because like I don't know. They think they're so right.
Mm.
And it's like, I mean, you're not wrong, but like, you need to relax. Like, there's other shit you could focus on. Like, the only thing I'm glad Biden won is that now people will go back to making jokes about shoes and lampshades and shit.
He's not going to do outrageous shit constantly.
Yeah. But people are like, we don't have a racist president anymore. It's like, we kind of do. Yeah, we do. Biden is not racist.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like. I mean, he's less racist. We'll see, can say that.
We can pretty confidently say that.
We can pretty confidently say that. But, like, I don't
know. At this point.
If you don't vote for me, you're not black.
Yeah,
it's like,
really
okay, dude. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, he's so lucky that he was running against Trump.
Yeah. No, he would have lost
under
anybody else here. But I don't give a shit, and I feel relief. It's kind of that simple. Like, I'm it's nice. It's nice to know that I'm sure we're going to have a good stint of dumb, hacky comedy about Trump being gone. But once the dust settles and he is gone.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to not fucking hear about this guy anymore.
Yeah.
So
I don't think he'll go away, though. You know what he should do?
Die.
This is the best idea, actually.
Okay.
He's going to get another reality show. Just like The Apprentice. But it's going to be the cabinet.
Oh, Jesus.
And he's like, I was the president of the United States, and I'm going to decide who fucking has, like, the experience to be in a presidential cabinet. You know what I mean? Like a reality show of, like, who should
it.
Be. Yeah, yeah.
You got to do it in the Trump voice, though.
I'm going to choose the best cabinet I can find.
I don't have anything else to say about it other than I'm, okay, cool. Like, because I feel the same way you feel about, like, we just picked the less shitty option.
Yeah, yeah.
It just so happened that the shitty option has been incredibly shitty.
Yeah.
So all I feel is, oh, okay, good.
We'll see.
We'll see.
I don't
what
feel that way yet. I just feel like,
about like, what do you mean?
I don't see things getting better per se.
It'll be better for me. So I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Well,
there you go.
Good enough.
Yep. Yep. It's going to be better for me. I don't have to walk around seeing those stupid hats.
Are you sure?
Hope so.
I don't think they're going to go away.
What, those people?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fair. If seeing
like they're now they're going to just be upset. And yeah. It's like still pro Trump and anti Biden, and you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
they're going to be, I think, more militant. So
that's also a possibility.
I don't think it's going to get better.
Did you see what the NAACP put out?
No.
Fuck, man. Apparently there was some sort of white nationalist thing about hunting down black men and boys, torturing and lynching them.
What?
Yeah.
Where?
Like
online, on the social media?
I just checked the NAACP. So I don't know where it came from there, but apparently there's a credible source there. And apparently there was supposed to be some sort of terrorist attack in a Hummer. They were going to try to shoot up one of the polling places or the counting places, and the cops stopped them.
Oh.
So,
yeah,
they're gearing up.
I mean, they tried to kidnap the governor of Michigan.
Yeah. They're crazy.
But they're obviously bad at planning shit.
They're pretty incompetent. I want to see the movie. I want to see the what is that with, oh, fuck, where they try to steal money from Vegas. George Clooney and Brad Pitt.
Ocean's 11.
I want to see Ocean's 11, but Trump people trying to thwart the government. Watch the wacky shenanigans.
Make it a Netflix series. Here's all the times they plotted and failed.
Yeah.
Fucking idiots.
But, no, I mean, it's just like, I know you don't give a shit and it doesn't affect you and your life is great and everyone else is stupid.
I wouldn't say my life is great, but who the president is has no effect on me.
That's fine. For me, it's just like, oh, thank God. Like, it's a representation that this place still fucking sucks and it needs to improve, but at least it sucks that much less. And so I'm good there. So you watch Old Boy and... Yeah,
nice transition.
Great segue. Because we fucking talk. We've been talking about this for so long.
What are you talking about? The last like three episodes, we didn't talk about it.
We tried not to talk about it.
Yeah,
I'm
we
sure
had
it
to actively
up.
Not
yeah,
do
yeah.
it.
So I'm good. I drove. This is my pettiness. I was trying to be humble about it, but I got a little petty today before I came over here. And I drove through the neighborhood of all the Trump houses that I knew of because they had all their signs out and shit. Uh-huh. They took them down. And I just played Fuck Donald Trump.
Nice.
Just outside their shit. One dude was in his car just looking afraid of me. Oh, nice. It was nice. So sweet. And I know that's not going to help anything. If anything, it's going to make them angrier, but fuck them.
Yeah.
So it is what it is.
First thing Biden's going to have to do is figure out how to bring us back together.
I think all he has to do is not be as polarized. Just be like, look, guys, can we all...
Yeah. Yeah. As long as he's not like... attacking, which he won't, but
he's not gonna do that.
Attack like, you know, like the ideology of those people and just be like, listen, like, I know you didn't want me, but hey, like, we gotta figure this out.
Yeah,
like, we gotta...
I'm white. That's all he has to say. Guys, I'm also a white dude. That's
I'm also
old.
A white man that doesn't like black people. So,
and he's like right leaning for the most, like
Biden,
like,
well, all rich white dudes really are in reality. Yeah, yeah, of course they are.
It's crazy, but you watch Old Boy.
Yeah.
How'd you like it?
It was all right.
Yeah.
I mean, it was good. Like, cinematically, it was good. Mm-hmm. I liked it. Thematically, by the end, I felt like I needed a shower. Spoiler alert. We're definitely going to have spoilers.
Spoil the fuck out of this movie. For real, watch
How
it.
How old is it?
I don't know, actually. I think it's from like 2000 something.
Because it seems older than that, but I think that's a style choice.
Well, it's also in not America. So
what does that mean, Aaron?
It means
you think
that
they can't make good enough films as we do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's racist, man.
How's that racist?
Korea crushes, dude.
Yeah, no, South Korea is dope as fuck. 2003.
You don't have to say South Korea. Just say Korea. We fucking know which one you mean.
I mean, do we?
Yeah, we know. Ain't nothing creative coming out of North Korea.
That we know of. You haven't seen their brilliance.
Dude, it's probably like they have like their own Ocean's 11 where all those people just get killed. They're trying to steal money and they just all get murdered in the most ridiculous ways.
Perfect. And then it's just the credits and then a picture of Kim Jong-un.
No. It's a picture of Kim Jong-un and then the credits.
Oh, okay. right. We have to respect the glorious leader. Yeah. It's 2003.
Okay. So, I'm all right. That makes sense, I guess.
Using flip phones.
Yeah, I guess. God, like fucking 17 years ago.
It's
That's
a,
so crazy.
It makes you feel gross.
Yeah, I do. I mean, but like, I see what you meant by like the twists, but it, like, I'd kind of figured it out by the
end. At what point?
Once it was revealed, like, that Odesu had...
You remember the name.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
It's a cool name.
Yeah.
It was revealed that he had seen the guy, like, banging his sister.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay. And especially at the beginning with the whole phone call with his daughter, I was like... I don't know. It was like... It was
you look so nervous.
I just didn't... It was just like... it was kind of like a giveaway. Like, I don't know. Like, why have that scene if it's not going to, like, matter? I mean, I guess it's like, oh, he had a family kind of, but... I don't know. I kind of made the connection, and like, there, I had a thought when he's imprisoned, and he's like jerking off in front of the TV, and there's the woman. I was like, it'd be so funny if that was his daughter, and that's like early in the movie.
Yeah,
and so like that thought never like left, and so like when he met the girl, I was like, I don't trust this. Like, this doesn't make sense. So it was kind of like I was kind of skeptical about the whole thing. Right away.
Yeah.
And then by the end, it was just like, Jesus Christ. It's, like, just why wouldn't you just kill the guy? Just kill him. Why do you need to know why? Just kill him.
I think that's like a difference in culture, which that's why I kind of like films from other countries, because you see the way that, like, honor is such a huge thing
with the Asians. Oh, the Orientals.
The Orientals. No, but like, honor seems to be a big part of their culture,
right?
So and
banging a daughter or a sister
is a pretty big. And I mean,
but even here, that's a big deal. I mean, that's why that movie like resonates, but it still works here.
Yes, but I think it's even worse over there.
Mm.
Like, it would be an even worse thing, and I think we underestimate just how bad that would be. Plus, it's in terms of
You're pro incest.
Yeah, I'm all about incest. Honestly, I think that the way we should destroy the world is just purely from incest.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like, instead of using the technology fighting racism, we all just fuck each other.
Yeah.
Impregnate my father. Yeah, and then
you don't have to impregnate him. But
no, you know,
I mean, you could.
Yeah,
anything's possible these days.
Yeah, man. Anyway, so
excuse me.
Seems to be like a cultural thing. And imagine being, was it 15 years?
Yeah.
15 years not knowing why somebody is doing this.
For sure. Yeah, that's understandable.
Yeah.
At the same time, it's like, just kill him.
Yeah.
Like, just kill him.
Just kill him.
Like, and then he was like, oh, but I have this button. Well, I'll just kill myself. I'm like, good. I don't have to do anything. Just do it then.
Yeah.
And then he ends up doing it at the end. It's just a laser pointer. Which made me laugh so hard.
It was good. Like, I know that the twist, it seems like movies with twists aren't the angle I should go at with you, because you seem to try to figure out the twist before it happens.
Oh, I shouldn't do that?
No.
Oh.
You're supposed to fucking take in the movie and enjoy.
Oh, I mean, I guess. I don't know. It's not even like, it's not like I try to figure it out. It's just kind of like, it just kind of happens.
That's fine. Whatever. It's when I'm going to start suggesting movies that aren't twist focused.
Okay.
Cause like Whiplash, you seem to really like, and there was we knew how fucked up Whiplash was from the beginning.
Yeah.
So I'll start recommending movies like that, but Hallway Fight with the hammer.
Yeah, that was dope. But seemed like rather unnecessary. Like, I was like, there was so many fight scenes in that movie where I was like, I was watching the movie and then they just started fighting. And I was like, what is happening here?
Asian.
Like, why are they fighting all of a sudden? Like, he just took the cigarette out of that one dude's mouth and now he has to fight six people.
It was
like,
awesome. What the fuck? It was fucking awesome. And
like, the fight scenes were great.
Yeah, fight scenes
and
were great.
And that hallway where it's like from the side, that was very unique. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't know how they managed to keep people in the hall. Like, I don't know if there's like an invisible wall, like a plexiglass or some bullshit to like keep them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we can ask.
It was very impressive.
Let's ask Bryce.
I mean, okay.
What were you gonna say?
I don't know. It was just very impressive.
Hey Bryce, you know that scene in Old Boy, the original one, where
the original one?
Yeah, I'll tell you about that in a second. Okay. They do the fight scene in the hallway. How is it that they're able to see through the fourth wall in that way? Like, how is that set up?
I mean, the actors probably just had like, there's just a space, and they're like, don't go that side.
You know, I was watching an,
it's probably more simple than we think.
Sort of. I was watching a movie with Bryce recently for Film Favorites. And there was this scene where they're using an actual venomous snake to about to attack an actual child, and it's real because it's in 1970s.
And they didn't give a fuck, and they like just gave like parents money, and they're we might kill your kid, but
it'll be fine.
Was it a foreign film?
No, it was American.
Whoa!
And
what movie was this?
It was called spoils the podcast, but it was called.
Well, you don't have to. It's okay.
Yeah, I won't tell you what it's called, but
just tell me after.
Yeah, that works. Thank you. Regardless, the tooth torture.
Yeah. When he actually pulled, dude. And then like, there was the scene where there, like that guy like came back into the story and it was like, and then he didn't do it. And I was like, what? Like, this is so anticlimactic.
But when he was about to,
yeah, it was pretty cool. Like, it was a good, like, psychological, like,
yeah,
thing of like, it is like the thing leading up to it is worse than the actual thing. Mm-hmm. So like, that was like struck a chord with like
the tongue.
That was just excessive.
Yeah.
That's like
South Korean film is excessive and violent.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Super violent.
Yeah.
I
don't know. It was just like, there was no, I wanted like a boss fight between, you know what I mean? Like a fucking that Matrix style fucking going at it. I love the, like, when he like trained and then he gets out, he's like, does 15 years of imaginary or whatever he says work? And then he fucking beats their ass and he's like, guess so. And then he, with the girl, he does the same thing. He's like, I guess not.
It's fucking awesome.
The scene where he like first gets out and he's going down the elevator and there's the woman in there. He's like, it's a human woman. He's like up against the corner. It's so funny. It's so funny.
I guess I like it on a, psychologically, I can't even remember the guy's name now. The brother, the one who's orchestrating. What was his name? Yu-san, something like that.
Wait, the one that's orchestrating.
Orchestrating.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant Odesu's brother.
No. Oh, so there's so many people.
I know.
Just how methodical.
It's a little overreactive.
Yeah, a little bit. It's fucked up. All of it's fucked up.
You know who he should have done it to was Odesu's brother. He's the real asshole. He's the one that spread the rumors.
That's true. Yeah.
Fucking Odesu was just like, yo, I saw this crazy thing.
And he did see this crazy thing.
Yeah, it's not like, it's not his fault. Yeah. Like, I
would have been like, hey, Will.
I would have told everybody.
Yeah.
I would have told the police. I would have told their parents.
Yeah.
I would have been like, you guys know what's happening? Like, I don't know.
So when you realized, it's funny because one of the enjoyments of a film with a twist is that moment of realizing it, specifically when the movie wants you to realize it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that moment when he's playing the sound of him fucking his own
dog. So fucked up, dude.
It's crazy.
And that was started by the
button. Yeah, the little button.
Yeah,
it's, oh my God. So good.
It was just one more thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's just one little extra just to, like, twist that knife a little bit.
Not a feel-good film. Oh, there's a remake.
Not really. Yeah.
There's an American remake. It's not good.
Really?
Yeah. Because we don't...
We don't do incest in our movies.
Well, we're just not... We don't give a fuck about incest. Have you seen Game of Thrones? Like, we don't...
It's also a fantasy.
Right, but people...
People love Jamie Lannister.
That's what it is. We don't...
He's so handsome.
It doesn't matter who he's fucking.
Yeah.
We just don't... Think about that. Like, our cultures are different, and I don't think it translates the same.
Yeah, because we got people like you that are arguing that incest is okay.
I'm not arguing it's okay.
Mm.
I'm arguing that in the future, it's going to be on the ballot.
What about NAMBLA?
That's fucking disgusting.
But that's becoming a thing. They're pushing for it.
It's already been a thing.
No, but like, it for it to be like an official, like,
recognized
sexual orientation.
I think that is bad.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
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 Glad we can
agree.
But
incest is okay.
Nah.
So you can groom your kids.
I never said that was okay.
To
want
to fuck you.
I never said that was okay.
Hypnotize them like they did in Old Boy. That's what was the weird thing, too, is like, why, like, I mean, I understand the hypnotism, but like, I don't know. It almost made it like, oh, well, he didn't make that choice then, in theory. Like, if he was quote-unquote programmed to do that, it's not like a choice that he made.
Yeah. But if someone tricked you into fucking your daughter, I still think you'd be upset. I don't think you'd be like, well, I didn't mean to, so it's fine.
And then at the end of the movie, they end up together and they don't even know anyway. So he gets hypnotized again to forget, and they just keep banging.
Is that how you interpreted that?
That's what happened.
When it zooms in on his face.
At the very end?
Yeah. Do you think he is lying to himself? Do you think it really worked?
It worked the first time.
That's fair.
To a much greater extent.
It's pretty extreme.
It's pretty extreme. And dude, the I don't know. It just seemed overreactive to what happened. Like, it was like, this is an overreaction to what this guy did.
Absolutely.
And you need to calm down, bro.
Yep, that's, you should have been there to be like, hey, calm down, bro.
Calm down, bro.
Say it. How do you say calm down, bro, in Korean?
Onyanga. Ask me if I give a fuck, dude.
Do you give a fuck?
Nope.
All right, there you go. I don't think the South Koreans are coming for you.
What do you think I said?
We'll say it again?
I already said it.
No, we're going to Google
Translate. I can't redo it, dude. I don't even know what noises I made.
All right, hold on. We got to do this. Google Translate from Korea. Is the South Korean language different from the North Korean
language? It's probably a different dialect.
Hmm. All right.
Again, I don't even remember what sound I made, so I can't even. Oh, yeah.
You said, oh, yeah.
Ah, perfect. I don't even know what I was trying to say anymore.
No, you literally, Google was like, you said, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Anyway.
See, I can speak Korean. Fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
No, I didn't say anything offensive.
Not at all. Nothing about this has been offensive in any way. Nope.
You know what I didn't like when I first popped the movie in? It brought up the dubbed version.
Did it?
Yeah, it was like, that's how it played. And I was like, fuck the shit. No, and I just switch.
Yeah, dub.
I like the language.
Yeah, dub doesn't. I do dub for like anime, like My Hero Academia. I'm fine with dub.
Okay,
but
that's a little different.
It's different.
Yeah. But like, I don't know, because the opening scene is like he has that guy like by the tie.
Yeah.
And he like said something like in English, and it didn't sound like good acting, good voice acting. I was like, I can't do this shit.
Yeah, I get you.
It's distracting.
It is.
It's weird.
It is weird. It doesn't match the voices. The pitch doesn't match. Yeah. Everything is off with
Very
it.
Very weird.
But okay, so I need to find another movie for you to watch. So what were the pros and cons of this movie? And then based off of that, I'll find another movie.
I mean, I like the fighting scenes. I like the psychological thriller, like the psychological part of it, of like being in prison for 15 years. And like, there's a lot of, you know, psychological commentary, I guess you could say.
Did you enjoy the dark, gritty, gross feeling, or would you prefer something a little more lighthearted?
I don't mind. It didn't bother me.
I'm trying.
Like I said, I felt like I needed to take a shower afterwards, but it was like, I don't know. It didn't bother me that much.
I'm trying to think what is as close to Whiplash, because that seemed to be right on the money for you.
Well, it's also the content. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I need to find something that you
like. If it was the same movie but with a trombone player, I'd probably be like, I mean, okay.
Okay, I got one. I got one.
See him fucking.
It's so
going
good.
Going at it. Yeah,
so good. Yeah. But
I can relate to that.
It's with Daniel Radcliffe, and he's undercover neo-Nazi. So I think you'd really appreciate
that. What?
Yeah. Have you not heard of him?
He's a neo-Nazi that's undercover, or he's undercover to go into the
he's
neo-Nazis?
He's undercover to go into the neo-Nazis.
Daniel Radcliffe, huh? That's the name that I never thought you would say as like a respected actor.
Do you know anything about him as an actor right now?
I mean, he was in Harry Potter.
Oh, you don't know. Daniel Radcliffe is a fucking beast of an actor.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, have you seen that first Harry Potter movie?
No.
He's so bad.
Well, he's a kid.
I know, but it's just like, it's so, and even like into like the third one, there are some scenes where it's like, you should have reshot that. And it's like, he couldn't do better.
But like now that he's older and he's had all of these
training,
he is.
Well, I mean, even between the first Harry Potter and the second Harry Potter, there was a vast difference in his acting ability.
Before we get into him and his acting and the where he is now, that that is a franchise that was another ballsy move to okay. I was talking with Bryce about this. You don't give a fuck about the MCU, but do you know anything about who plays Tony Stark?
Yep. Robert Downey Jr.
Robert, do you know where Robert Downey Jr. was at that time in his career?
He was like recovering addict, right?
He was like, he was known for being in jail. He was an addict. He was an asshole. And they were like, let's just hang this.
Take a chance.
Yeah, let's really gamble on this guy.
But what a great casting
choice. It was great, but they were lucky he didn't fuck up.
Yeah.
And to cast these children, it's like,
that's early?
It's a big choice because they have to be the kids for the rest of the thing.
There were some changes.
In actors?
Yeah.
Who?
But like smaller parts.
Oh, okay.
But things that, like, if you know the series, you'd be like, that's a different person.
Right. But you couldn't replace Harry Potter. Right?
Not at all. You know, it was funny when they first announced that they were making it, before they announced who they casted or anything else like that, they were saying that, what's the Sixth Sense kid?
Oh, Haley Joel.
Yeah, they said that he was going to be Harry Potter. Ugh. And like fucking Andre the Giant was going to be Hagrid. And it was just like, oh, this is just conjecture. But the casting that they made was
spot on.
Dude, when I'm rewatching him, it's like, oh my God, this is so perfect.
I don't give a fuck about Harry Potter. And I have to admit that it was...
They're so good.
Yeah. But Daniel Radcliffe, phenomenal actor.
Yeah.
Great.
I've seen him... What was the... There was the scary movie that he did, like the woman...
A Woman in Black
or some bullshit
Woman
like
in Black, I think.
That was good.
I didn't see that one.
It was good. I mean, it was a good scary movie. He was, you know...
Do you like art house films? Weird.
What does that mean?
Art house is like... I'll put it in stand-up comedy context. Andy Kaufman would be the equivalent to an art house stand-up comic. Something that is so strange and out there. It's nothing you would expect.
As like a movie?
Yeah.
I don't know, name some.
There's one I'm thinking with Daniel Radcliffe and the dude from, he's in so much. He's in Little Miss Sunshine. You seen Little Miss Sunshine?
Yes.
The brother who is the Thou of Silence.
Colorblind?
Yeah, colorblind brother. Yeah. So it's him and Daniel.
That dude's a great actor. That performance is awesome.
Fucking
Little
killer.
Little Sunshine? Yeah.
So those two I would have to show you the trailer because what I'm about to describe is not going to make sense. But it's that guy. He's on an island with a dead body who is played by Daniel Radcliffe. And it's called Swiss Army Man.
I've heard of this.
Mm-hmm. And he uses...
He, like, tapes his eyes open and...
It's crazy.
Okay.
And it's... But eventually, Daniel Radcliffe's character starts talking. It's like magical realism.
Okay.
And I don't know how you would feel about it.
Hmm.
It's supposed to be... And I don't want to spoil...
It's like a feel-good film?
No.
No? Oh, good.
It's...
I don't like those, now that I think about it.
So you like shit that's going to make you feel the way you feel inside, which is disgusting.
Just broken.
Whatever matches the shirt that you're wearing is what you seem to like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's wearing a Poseidon.
It's fucking Zeus, bro.
Yeah, whatever.
Fucking put some respect on his name.
You don't even like spirituality or religion.
You're right. This is just a band t-shirt.
Exactly. Okay, so you like gross.
I wore this shirt. Sorry, this is so off topic, but I wore this shirt when I went and saw Duncan Trussell live in Michigan. It was the first comedy show I paid money to go see. And I got a picture with him after, and he's like, I like that shirt, dude.
Nice.
I was like, thank you.
That was a really good, not impression, but that was kind of, it was a good vibe of him. I like that shirt, dude.
Yeah, he was super cool.
Yeah.
I literally, the show ended, I just walked out the front, he was just out there smoking a cigarette. And I was like, hey, let's get a picture. And he was like, okay. Yeah, he was super cool.
Yeah, he seems like a nice
guy.
My
friend took a shitty, blurry picture.
That's the worst.
Fucking asshole. We're not friends anymore now.
Because he voted for Trump?
No, because he took a bad picture of me.
That was what did it?
Yeah. It's like, what, do you not know how to take a picture? It's a fucking iPhone, dude. Like, how stupid can you be?
If it's that easy, I don't know why you're still talking to me. I feel like I upset you on a daily basis and vice versa.
This is different.
Because it's for podcasting?
Because I wanted to see my picture. It was blurry. Actually, the first time he took it, it was a selfie of him. And so I had to go back and be like, hey, my friend doesn't know how to take pictures. Will you take another picture with me? And
that's embarrassing.
Like, yeah, it is.
Man, Duncan Trussell's never going to let you open for him.
He won't remember me.
You don't know that.
I do.
Maybe if you wear that shirt, he'll be like,
no, that's not going to happen.
Michigan.
Not going to happen.
2000.
Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle? Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that show. That's a weird thing that people don't understand.
That you don't remember them?
Yeah. Yeah. That like people get this idea in their head that
you meet someone once and they're going to remember you.
Yeah, and they don't realize like there's a person doing shows every single night across the country.
They're meeting 1,000 people every weekend.
Yeah.
It's like there's no way. Even if you have like a several minute conversation, it's very likely they're going to forget about you. Like there was one time Doug Stanhope was at the Improv and he was doing his meet and greet, selling signed Bibles and shit. And after like the last person that came through, just like told him his life story basically. And just kept going. Literally Doug sat in the hall, like the exit hallway at the Improv, sat with his drink and just listened to this guy. Like it was amazingly patient of him.
Was he bored?
No, but it was like, because he knows like his fan base, so like
they're crazy.
Yeah, and I think he knows that he means more to them than
he should.
So I think he knows how to interact with them. And but like I was standing there because like we always have someone out there with a comic to like make sure that they're okay. So I was kind of like eyeing him, like waiting for like a sign of like,
yeah,
hey, get this guy away from me. But never got it.
That's actually very sweet.
And I think I even said to him like something along the lines of like, I wasn't sure if I should have like gotten rid of that guy. And he was like, nah, it's fine.
When I got the autograph book for you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
It's on my bookshelf.
That's good. I remember it was in your fucking car for like 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got in line, there were these drunk idiots. Cause again, it's his audience. And there's this huge line. I'm first in line. And these guys just walk in front of everybody and are like, bro, 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 we need to talk to him first, essentially. And he looked so angry. He signed everything just to get them away.
Yeah, yeah. That's a little different. Yeah.
But he looked furious. Yeah. And I wonder, like,
did you talk to him? You should have asked him about it.
No, I didn't want to bother him.
Yeah.
Because
you're a normal person.
I'm not a normal
person. You know
person.
How they feel.
Yeah. And it was interesting. It makes me wonder what it'll be like to eventually have a real fan base.
Annoying, probably.
Well, for you, you're going to hate it.
Just in general. But like the majority of people, it's not like you're going to like the majority of people you meet won't be like, oh, I could be friends with this guy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to be like that. That's just statistics. And like, but there's going to be one or two where you're like, all right, that guy was cool. But like most of them are just going to be people that like you don't really have anything in common with.
I think I've been thinking about it a lot because of the street stand up, because I have these little pockets of people that remember me,
mm-hmm.
but they're almost always
psychos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's people like last night when I was out there was a guy who came out who remembered me, but he's a very calm, reasonable person. He's like, oh, and then he says hi and he leaves. But then there's other people with clear fucking social disorders.
Yeah.
Who don't.
You attract the fans that come to the show and then can't buy the 2-item minimum. Yeah.
Me.
That's your fan base.
Are you saying that about me specifically?
No. That's the people that you attract. Is people that'll go to the show and not be able to buy the 2 items.
Yeah, that sucks. So far, I've been getting a lot of weebs.
Weebs?
Yeah. You know weebs?
I mean, I feel like you've explained it to me before.
I'll explain it again.
Losers?
Yes.
Okay. You could have just said that.
But like anime specific. There's different types of losers in this. Like there's Trump losers. There's
Biden losers.
Yeah, there's fucking so many different types. There's fucking baseball losers. Who's the baseball loser? The Dolphins? That's football. Who's a baseball loser?
The Tigers.
The Tigers? There's the Tigers. There's who else? The Chargers are dog shit, right?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
Well, regardless, there's different types of losers. And these people, what I like about them...
Safe bet, you could just say any Detroit team.
Really?
Losers. Pretty close, yeah.
Detroit didn't have any?
Lions, Tigers.
Bears? Oh, my.
Those are Chicago.
Da Bears.
Da Bears. I mean, the Red Wings used to be good, but they're kind of in a down valley right now. It's not a very good, fun time for Detroit sports. It hasn't been for like 20, 30 years.
What is Detroit? Okay, so like California is known for Hollywood and you can be a star here.
Marijuana.
Yeah. And Texas is good old Texas. You got guns and low taxes. And like every spot has its own thing, right? What does Detroit have?
Used to be cars. I don't know. Nothing anymore. I mean, it's not really known for anything except their mayor embezzled money. And
wasn't that the dude that was doing crack or something?
No, that's Toronto. That's across the river.
Did you visit Canada?
Yeah.
Once?
Yep. I went to Toronto, saw the Phantom of the Opera, and I was like 8 or something.
That sounds terrible for you.
No, it was interesting.
Huh.
Have you ever been to an opera?
Have I?
It's pretty interesting.
I've been to a professional live musical in Los Angeles. I saw Wicked, which was... It's... People underestimate the theater.
Yeah.
They underestimate the work and the spectacle of it.
Oh, dude, when I watched Hamilton on fucking Disney Plus, I was like, holy shit. It's really good.
It's good, too long.
Yeah, I agree.
And I got bored
That's
at a point.
That's what I said to George. I'm like, dude, there's an intermission. It's too long.
Yeah.
Too long. That's just like Titanic. It's like 2 VHSs. The fuck out of here.
I remember
dude.
That. The boobs were on the second one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
what,
I remember.
What timestamp?
It was
1357.
Yes, I remember the boobs. I watched Hamilton and really impressed by the. There's a difference between a musical and an opera. That's an opera, right?
I have no idea.
Because an opera at no point.
I mean, that's like a Broadway.
Right, but a musical...
Is that different than a musical? I mean, Broadway...
Broadway is a place.
Is a musical? Yeah, but it's a style too, right?
No, it's a place.
I mean, I know that. I've been there.
Okay, but it's...
Have you?
No.
Motherfucker? That's what I thought.
Go get fucking uppity with me. You liberal fuck. Yeah. But who'd you vote for, bro?
You know who I voted for.
I was going to say third party. Who was the third party guy?
Joe Jorgensen. That's a female, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
Whatever.
She got like 1% of the votes. It's good like, why are you wasting your time? Libertarian, you're never going
to
win.
Legally, though, there has to be a Libertarian and a Green Party, right?
I don't think so.
So they could have both been like, we're out of this one.
I'm sure. I mean, they're not going to force someone to run.
That's fair. A musical has dialogue. People talking. And an opera does not have dialogue.
Singing.
It's all singing.
Okay, I guess Phantom of the Opera is a musical then.
They have
a play.
Oh, okay. But
they have dialogue.
But Les Mis is an opera.
I've never seen it.
It's boring.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but
I mean, most musicals, I'm like,
What did you?
Hamilton was just a spectacle for the times. So,
I really liked that hip hop edge.
It was great.
That was gonna
the
annoy
lyricism
me.
Was amazing. There were some bars in there that I was like, yo, this is better than a lot of rappers these days.
Yeah.
I said that to Jonathan Tynes, and he was like, and I was like, you're fucking dumb.
Jonathan is young and stupid.
Yeah, I agree. What you looking for, Doug? Oh, okay. Yeah. Some of those like the lyricism is like, wow. Like to be able to like take history and then
make it rap.
Flow. Yeah, it's very impressive.
When they had a political debate through rap, I was like, they need to do this for America.
That was dope.
Whoever writes the dopest bars gets to be the president.
This is going to be fucking Tupac. Thank God Kanye doesn't really write anything good.
God.
His lyrics are like, I don't understand. Like,
you
I understand like musically, like he has some good beats and shit, but like. Lyrically, it's always like, okay, like it's very average.
Well, you're what you deem as good music is always purely technical.
Yes and no.
I'm listening.
It just depends.
When it comes to rap music, your perception of good rap is high technical ability. That's
or if it makes me laugh. That's why I like Cardi B.
That's all right. Fair enough. All right. So if it's
swipe your nose like a credit card, I fucking love it, dude. It's so funny.
Oh, Jesus.
It's
okay.
Is it not? Tell
it's
me.
Fucking
it's
fucking hilarious. No, she's a funny person.
Hilarious.
So you like. I doesn't. Because that's like being like, oh, I like Weird Al's White and Nerdy as a rap song because it makes me laugh. It's like, that's different.
Yeah.
So what you appreciate about rap specifically is when it's high technical lyricism.
Yeah.
And rap has evolved beyond that. So
to be boring.
So fucking ignorant.
Am I?
Yeah.
I mean, they're just talking. Like, they're just talking slow.
You sound like a white dude from like the 90s, except you made fast to slow.
Yeah, but it's not like they're not making technical rap anymore. It's not like it's not a thing.
You would have to. It's so hard to explain because it just kind of evolved in a different way.
Yeah, and it's boring.
Okay, whatever you say, Will.
I mean,
you know all
you're
about
your fucking
music.
Mumble shit.
It's not. No, there's not even. There's mumble rap, and don't get me wrong, that's annoying.
I mean, I like Kendrick Lamar.
But he's not always fucking rapid
that's
fire.
That's what I'm saying, though. So like, I like him.
Okay, like swimming pools. Pull up, drank, hit shot, drank, sit down, drank, stand up, drank.
That's boring.
Right. It's not. It's that is a fucking masterpiece of a rap song. It's a great.
I don't
rap
even know
song.
If I know the song the whole way through.
Nigga, why you babysitting only two or three shots? I'm gonna show you how to turn it up a notch.
He's just talking about partying.
So that's okay. You would have to listen to the whole album. So it's ironic. You would have to hear the whole song. He's brilliant. Like that song.
Oh, I know that.
That song is a party song while condemning party songs. It's a fascinating thing, and it goes together with Good Kid, Mad City as a whole. Like, it's a whole part of this like overarching story of him growing up in Compton. It's great. Brilliant.
Yeah.
But you don't, so like you say you like Kendrick Lamar, but when you hear that, it's not fast and it's not quick and stuff, so you don't hear it as good. You think it's boring, but it's just, it's not, and you're wrong and stupid.
No, it's just, I don't know, like after like the third time he said drank, it's like, all right, dude, I get it. Drank. I fucking get it.
It's like, it's the chorus.
Move on.
The chorus is a repeating part of the fucking song. It's a fucking chorus.
Yes. I don't know. It's just repetitive.
Because like, it's a fucking chorus.
I know, but like, I don't know. It's just very, it's very simple and like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I think it's because you grew up doing marching cock or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Like, you're all about precision and technique.
Yeah.
Right. You have,
it's a preference. It's not that one is better than the other.
No,
it's
no,
just
no.
a preference.
Will, you're wrong.
No.
Everything
is different.
That you say and do is wrong. Everything about you, the way you express yourself, your fucking man titties, your disgusting hairy eyebrows, I just want to rip off.
I have great eyebrows.
They're not bad, actually.
They're actually very nice.
Did you? Disgusting.
Love it.
So what do you think comedy is going to be like now?
Fucking back to normal.
What is normal?
Fucking just talking about mundane shit and making it funny.
I'm excited.
It's like we've all been like trying to avoid the topic of Trump, and now it's like it's not even an option.
We don't have to worry about it anymore. Well, it depends on what these people do, but
yeah.
You think there's gonna be a civil war? We're good.
No.
I think we're good actually, yeah. I'm actually feeling
fine.
I'm feeling confident right now about that.
Everybody overreacted before it even happened. It's going to be fine.
I think you view it as an overreaction because you don't have to deal with the day-to-day of it. You know what I mean?
Like most people.
White people?
No, just most people in general.
What do you mean?
Like most people, that doesn't affect them. It affects you because you're out on the street and like talking about issues.
Not even before that. It's like The Trump hats and the shirts and all the stuff is just a physical representation of like fucking hate and racism and insanity. Yeah. And so
that's not going to go away.
I understand. But having the leader of the country mm-hmm. so openly be like, yeah, this is good. It's like there's something like draining about that. That's just hard to even emotionally wrap your mind around, that the president in 2020. Well,
he's still the president.
He's still the president right now. Fuck. Sucks. But
it'd be great if he just like went off and like tried to like make all his people follow him still.
I think he's going to do that.
That'd be great.
Oh boy.
Then we might have a civil war if that's the case. But I wouldn't worry about it.
if he can get his supporters, what do you think he would have to do to get a civil war to start with his supporters and everybody else?
I mean, without like the military, but without the power of the military behind him, he has nothing to.
There's this,
no leverage.
There's this piece of me that wants his gun-toting crazy people to go out and try to start a civil war and get murked by the military, so that they realize their stupid Second Amendment right isn't going to help them against the fucking military.
I've said that forever.
Yeah, but that's an annoying talking point. Yeah. That I hear from them all the time.
I hate that, yeah.
It's like, well, we need to protect ourselves from the government. It's like, the government can fucking rape you.
Yeah, if they want you dead, you're going to die. Yeah. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
And you're not going to be able to do anything about it. I don't care what gun you have. I don't care how many you have. They're going to kill you. They have gas, dude.
Yeah.
Like, they'll
drones.
They'll Waco your ass, dude. They don't care.
Yeah. And they could send in those fucking robot dogs.
Yeah.
And do whatever they want.
Fucking tackle you.
Yeah.
So zip tie your hands, probably.
There's a no, I'm not even gonna. Oh fuck! I love rain. You hate rain, right? Because you
reminds me of home.
So you hate it.
It's whatever. I'm indifferent. I mean, out here it's nice because we need it.
You can like appreciate it now.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know if I appreciate it, but it's like the ground needs it. You know, it's just so dry. Yeah, it's so dry.
It always feels fresh. Like afterwards, when it's done raining, you feel like you're not breathing in toxins.
For that's like interesting. A yeah. It smells like fish after it rains, though.
Really?
That's what I always consider.
Mm.
How the worms come out of the earth, start crawling across the sidewalks and shit.
If you're gonna,
out here you have snails. We don't have snails back home.
You don't have snails?
Nope.
Oh, that's
not like the big ones that are here that just crawl across the sidewalk at random.
That's the worst when you're walking and you don't pay attention. You hear the that's the worst. You hear the crunch.
Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry, bro.
Broke your home.
God damn.
So what movie's next?
Oh yeah. We gotta figure out a movie for you. I wanna show you Swiss Army Man, but I don't know how you're gonna feel about it.
Okay.
I also wanna show you the one where Daniel Radcliffe plays a neo-Nazi.
Okay.
But the problem is, I don't think you're going to be satisfied by the ending.
Yeah. Yeah, ending is a big
super
thing for me. Yeah.
I think you'll feel like the ending's anticlimactic.
Okay.
So I'm hesitant on showing you those movies. Mm. I'm trying to think about, I think Bryce might have responded. Ooh, Bryce responded.
Oh, good. What was the question we even asked?
I don't remember.
Oh, the fight scene.
I actually stopped listening to your message because, to my great shame, I have never seen Old Boy.
What? Bryce, you're going to hell. Bryce, you're going to fucking hell. Really? I'll let you borrow it. Also, I'm trying to find a movie that Will would enjoy. He likes stuff that's not fun or happy at all. And he loves Whiplash. No, you didn't. Fuck, he didn't see Whiplash. He likes, Will, what do you like?
Movies that are good.
Fuck you. All right, what's a good movie he should watch?
Jesus Christ.
Fucking suck.
We should just invite Bryce to our podcast.
Okay. Sure, if you want. It'll change the dynamic completely.
Yeah.
All right. We already have a movie podcast.
Just have him here as our reference for movies.
Yeah, he could be the analyst, the movie analyst.
This is basically just becoming another movie podcast.
No, it's different because, you know, we talk about other shit.
Yeah.
The podcast with Bryce, you haven't listened to it, but the podcast with Bryce is raw movies.
Raw.
Yeah. We don't wear
movies without condoms.
Yeah. Okay. A movie that you would, have you seen Usual Suspects?
Yeah.
Fuck. That would have been, you would have liked that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like, yep. The other one.
The other one? Fight Club?
No. Wait, is the usual, that's not Kaiser Soze.
That's
it?
Kaiser
that
Soze.
That is that one. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I was thinking that was a different one for some reason.
Okay. Is there a director that you like?
I don't know. None that come to mind. I mean, the only ones I know are like the big one, like Peter Jackson, because he made, you know, all that.
Have you seen Memento?
Yes.
Fuck. Do you like Memento?
Yes. But it was like kind of confusing.
Have you seen Remember Me?
What's that?
I don't know. George, what's Remember Me?
The Robert Pattinson
Robert Pattinson. Oh,
someone was just talking about this.
He fights 9/11 or something? Or is that another movie?
Oh, yeah. We were talking about this, weren't we, the other night? Yeah.
I'm trying to think. What's a movie that... Have you seen Ali?
With Will Smith?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like that movie?
That was great.
Yeah?
Yeah, but I'm a sports fan, too. So.
Have you seen Vice?
With... what's his face?
Christian Bale.
No, I haven't.
That's the movie.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's the
movie. I'm down.
Yo, Christian Bale becomes.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
It's. When it comes to acting, like Christian Bale, Daniel Day-Lewis.
Method actors.
Gary Oldman. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but then you got like the issue with the Joker, who was the
Heath Ledger.
Not Heath Ledger. And not the most recent Joker.
Jack Nicholson.
Not Jack Nicholson.
I don't know what you want from me, dude.
The one that everyone hates.
Jared Leto.
Jared Leto. He was a method actor when he came to the Joker. And
decided not to?
No, he method acted the fuck out of it. And everyone
I thought he
it.
Was good. It was fun. Suicide Squad? Okay. It was cool.
I know. I do really, really want to see it, so I will take you up on that. Movies? I don't know. Something a bit more recent. It's 15 years old by now, I guess. But The Constant Gardener with Ralph Fiennes is pretty good. If you want like a mystery political thriller thing, it's pretty neat. And
that sounds fun.
Not happy. Unforgiven.
What do you say? Unforgiven?
It's, modern-ish Western that Clint Eastwood
like
made in the 90s. That is also... rather unpleasant and really good.
Nice.
And I have seen the film that the Old Boy director made before Old Boy, Sympathy for Mr. Vengeance. And that is really unpleasant and good.
Have you seen that?
I have not seen
that. Ooh, we should both watch it.
Okay, I'm down. Sympathy for what, Mr. Vengeance?
Yeah, I think that's what he said.
Okay. I'm going to show him. First off, Will and I are going to watch Sympathy for Mr. Vengeance together and hold hands while we do it.
Probably jerk each other off.
Probably. And then I'm going to show him Bone Tomahawk.
What?
Okay. So we did an episode for Film Favorites.
Excuse me.
I have never been so disturbed watching the ending of a movie in my fucking life.
Really?
You look so happy about it. I know. It was.
You're like, I had the worst time. And I'm like, tell me more.
It was disgusting.
Mm.
And
I guess I shouldn't ask too many questions.
Violent.
Nice.
But not Old Boy violent. Like, I'll have to tell you off the pot because I don't want to spoil other episodes, but.
Oh, shit. How did I forget about Bone Tomahawk? You're already ready to rewatch it, huh? Good for you.
You're not gonna rewatch it.
No, I'm never gonna rewatch that movie again. I'll talk to you about all this stuff later, Bryce. But thank you. Yeah, you can borrow my DVD of Old Boy.
Good boy.
Good boy.
Good boy. You good boy.
It is a slow burn. Fantastic film. Slow burn. The end. I have never seen violence like that in a movie.
Nice.
You're a sick person. If you could picture...
I mean, I know it's not real, so I don't...
And if you could picture what I am picturing right now...
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
Does it include genitals?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
You're disgusting.
That's one thing that Old Boy never even...
They didn't really...
No genital mutilation.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, I am too. Yeah.
Still gross though. Yeah. What the fuck were we talking about? You're gonna watch Vice,
and Bone Tomahawk,
and Bone Tomahawk,
and we'll reconvene. Oh wait, what was the one where you got the Sympathy for Mr.
Sympathy
Vengeance.
For Mr. Vengeance, Vice, and Bone Tomahawk.
Okay.
Okay, we have some homework.
Yep.
It's not gonna get done.
Which
by
one
the
are you gonna
episode.
Give me first?
Vice.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you give it to me on Thursday, well, I might not be out Thursday.
We'll see what happens.
So.
We'll see what happens.
All right. I can also find some fun online.
Yeah, you could just steal it because that's what you do.
Yeah.
Are we done? How long is this podcast?
Yeah, we can wrap up.
All right. This was a less shitty episode.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Yeah. You didn't ruin it this time.
Yeah.
Your mood Your just general demeanor. You're disgusting. Fucking.
Because it's raining out.
I love the rain.
Actually, it looks like it's clearing up a little bit.
Bullshit. All right.
All right.
Vice.
Yep.
All right. Cool.
And we'll be here next week
for the Civil War. Let's get muskets for fun.
What? They're called muzzle loaders now. Muzzle loader is like a. I don't know how to describe it. It's kind of like a universal gun.
Is it hard to shoot?
Or hard to? Well, it depends on what projectile you're using. From what I understand,
can I shoot an arrow out of it?
No.
Okay. Well, then I don't want to use it.
But from what I understand, it's like you can use a bullet, or you can use like a ball, like you know, like a what do they call them? I don't even remember.
A little BB gun.
No, like a
projectile.
Yeah, like a ball though, not like a bullet.
Yeah, like a tennis ball, and it
goes
really hard.
No, like a fucking Revolutionary War bullet, because they use black powder.
Can you
imagine like
taking one of those to the dome?
No,
it would suck.
Yeah, it would.
All right. So nice talking with you, Will.
Yeah, great. Follow us on social media and stuff.
Yeah, they're not gonna do that.
All right. Bye.
Bye.